This week in the Missouri Senate, we review work completed on Missouri's next budget.
Senator from Phelps.
The fiscal year 2019 state operating budget totals $28 billion and is comprised of 13 bills. Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Dan Brown of Rolla says House Bill 2002 funds elementary and secondary education.
We took $25 million of that money and put in school transportation.
Senator Scott Sifton of Afton has concerns about school transportation funding.
How transportation funds are drawn vis-a-vis the formula.
Senator Brown adds House Bill 2011 provides for most social services.
That total for 2019 is $9.6 billion.
During discussion, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur mentioned Senate Bill 563 could restore Medicaid funding.
Should that bill pass on August 28th when it becomes effective, we will not have the money.
The budget now goes to a Missouri Senate House Conference Committee. Budget bills must be finalized and sent to the executive branch by May 11th.
Taken up for third reading.
Missouri senators started the week with another public employee pension measure. Senator Brian Munslinger of Williamstown handles House Bill 1329 in the upper chamber.
Allows the EMS personnel to be covered just like firefighters.
During discussion, Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors mentioned her concern over an amendment to help 7 part-time prosecutors and how it could jeopardize this bill.
The county contribution will double starting next September. They will have to pay double what they're paying into the retirement.
House Bill 1329 has been set aside for future talks.
Bills for third
on Tuesday afternoon, time was devoted to House Bill 1413. Bill Handler, Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis, says this measure would make changes to some collective bargaining rules,
which would create a number of protections for government union workers and for taxpayers.
During discussion, Senator Sifton pointed out some public employees would not have to take part in these changes.
Protections that you believe that it offers, or at least the Senate substitute, excludes some public employees and not others.
House Bill 1413 has been set aside for further dialogue.
Until Monday, April 30th,
Missouri senators will return to the Capitol on Monday. There are 3 weeks left in session. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.